Welcome to the Sportscast, August 31st, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can listen to us 24/7 and visit us on thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. So August is a time of year for football fantasy. And the only one person I know in this world that I follow and invite in the Sportscast, David Heilman from the Dynasty Dorks. He's also a podcast host for the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. David, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Appreciate you having me on.
Dave, this is a... I mean, how would you rate this year when it comes to fantasy? Is this a big year, a lot of good players, or just another year?
Yeah, I mean, every year it's always interesting, and it just, we cannot avoid some drama to start the season. And every year that's a different player, whether it's a suspension, an injury, a retirement, whatever it is. And now we have a holdout, but he's on the pup. Yeah, it's a mess.
Which that brings me to my first question. Jonathan Taylor is what you're probably alluding to. How big of a factor is he for this season and for fantasy?
I mean, it's a huge wild card. And so somebody in your draft is probably going to take the gamble and the fourth or fifth round and say, there's just, it's too good to be true. I'm going to do it. I mean, essentially you're taking him in around the same range. You're taking Alvin Kamara. Taylor was expected to be a better player. We knew Kamara is going to be out for three games. We know that Taylor is going to be out four games. The difference, when Taylor comes back after four games, does he stay out? Does he get traded onto a new team? Does he stay on the Colts disgruntled? We just don't know. And Kamara, we know he's going to play on the Saints this year after week three. After week three.
And will it matter which team does Jonathan Taylor go? If he goes to the Dolphins, does he play a lot? Does he go to the Packers? Does he play a lot? Does that factor in?
Yeah, I mean, if he goes to the Dolphins, he is the lead dog right away, and he gets all of it. And then you go to the Green Bay, and it's like, even if they traded A.J. Dillon, Aaron Jones is still there. So Aaron Jones probably get the passing game work. Green Bay is not as good of an offense as the Miami Dolphins. And so you would much more prefer that he were to go to the Dolphins. And the Dolphins is probably the best situation out of the three, but the Colts is not a bad situation as long as he just plays.
Yeah, and the Colts is an interesting situation. There was some news about they released one wide receiver, and that leaves them down to three, but we'll get into the positioning. So overall, we're going to go to the overall picture. If a person is going to draft this week, probably a lot going on this weekend. What is the strategy? Would you pick a wide receiver and you're off the bat, or if your number one pick, you pick Christian McCaffrey because he's the best? What type of strategy are you looking at for this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a few different routes you can go. For me, if I'm in the middle, I like scooping up Travis Kelce. It's a little contrarian, but he's such a difference maker. And then you can just go and crush the rest of the draft, not have to worry about it in your one quarterback leagues. At the beginning of the draft, you're either taking Justin Jefferson, Christian McCaffrey, or Austin Eckler. And if you're at the end of the first round, that's where I do think you consider running back. So if you're in the beginning, I'm taking a receiver. If you're in the middle, I'm taking Kelce. And then if you're at the end, I'll go with whether it's a Nick Chubb, a Bijan Robinson, or a Saquon Barkley at the end of the first.
Not a bad strategy. Of course, Kelce is up there in age, is 34. but he's still a go-getter. You know, like you, if you pick him, you feel a little bit good. Let's go into your rankings. Tell me your top receivers for this year's fantasy.
Yeah, so my top receiver is Justin Jefferson. Then it's Ja'Marr Chase, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, who unfortunately, some news before the show, he had a setback, hamstring injury. He's going to be day-to-day. But until I find out he's out or something like that, I'm going to stick with Cooper Kupp at 4, Stephon Diggs at 5, CeeDee Lamb at 6, A.J. Brown at 7, Garrett Wilson at 8, Davante Adams at 9. I know I probably get a lot of crap for that. And then I have Amon-Ra St. Brown at 10, Keenan Allen 11, and Chris Olave at 12.
Is the wide receiver pool kind of thin this year, which is what I've been hearing?
I feel like it's the opposite. I think there's just so much talent. And, you know, I was listening to fantasy footballers, and what they said was, you know, the NFL draft for receivers, if you get like Jordan Addison went to he went to the Vikings, and Jackson Smith and Jigba went to Seattle. It doesn't really affect the rankings for DK Metcalf and for Justin Jefferson. It helps the quarterback. It doesn't really help the receiver, but you know, you see a running back like Dalvin Cook goes over to the Jets, and that really scares you off of Breece Hall a little bit. Zach Charbonnet went over to Seattle. That scares you off of Ken Walker.
Quite interesting. Taking note of that. By the way, my draft for my league is tonight. So this is going to help me out. So you're giving me some good pointers. I just wrote down Kelce because I'm at the sixth position in my draft order out of 12. So if Kelce is available, I'll think of you, by the way.
Yeah, I got, you know, guys I like per round. I like Kelce in the first and then go back around, get Tony Pollard in the second. Pollard is some grease.
Yeah, he has been making some noise in a lot of these other podcasts I've been listening to. All right, running back pool. How's it looking like? Last year was thin, I heard. This year's a little bit different. Tell us about the running back pool.
Yeah, and so running back, you know, they've moved to an 18-week season. A lot of teams have moved to multi-running back systems, and there's not a lot of guys that get the bulk. And so you want a guy that catches the ball and runs the ball. And so Christian McCaffrey and Austin Ekeler are number one and number two. Nick Chubb is number three. Then Saquon Barkley, Tony Pollard, Bijan Robinson, Josh Jacobs, Joe Mixon, and Kenneth Walker.
Not a bad pool there. A lot of talent. What do you think about Zeke in New England? Is he going to get a lot, or we're going to see those same numbers with the Patriots running backs in the past?
I don't think Zeke's going to be a big factor. I think he will, you know, siphon off some touchdowns, but if you've seen the pictures, he looks like a fullback, and he's just lost a lot as far as his elusiveness, his forced missed tackles, just a lot of the advanced metrics show that he's lost a step the last few years. And that's what happens when you get 200, 300 carries every year for 6 years.
Yeah, it's something that the Cowboys saw and they released them. So we'll see what Bill Belichick does with Zeke. Let's go to the quarterback pool. Of course, it is a minus Tom Brady this year. So things have opened up for that top 10. But Dave, tell us, how is this quarterback pool looking?
Yeah, it's a good group. We saw Jalen Hurts really make the jump last year. I have Jalen Hurts as my number one quarterback. Patrick Mahomes at number two, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields, Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, Tua, and then Daniel Jones.
Not bad. Daniel Jones, you're a Giants fan if you want to tell everyone. So, the question is when to draft a quarterback, Dave. A lot of different people say mid-range, later rounds, you could pick up somebody. But what is your strategy? What would you advise people when to pick that quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, every draft is a little different. And so I don't advise getting a quarterback in the first three rounds. If Jalen Hurts is available in the fourth or fifth round and you were like, I'm not going to get my quarterback till the end, I might consider it there if Mahomes – Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts is falling to the fourth, fifth round. But most likely, if I go with a mid-round guy like a Justin Herbert or Trevor Lawrence, I'll take him in the seventh, eighth round. But I'll probably wait and get, you know, Daniel Jones, Anthony Richardson, or Geno Smith, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins. There's so many quarterbacks you can get at the end, and that allows you to kind of take Kelce early, take Mark Andrews early, whatever you want to do, and then stack the running backs and receivers, and then get, you know, Geno Smith, who has three ridiculously good receivers at the end, or Daniel Jones, who was a good rusher last year.
Rookie players, you brought up Anthony Richardson. Another one that I'm looking at is Bijan Robinson. What rookies that you really would consider to pick up early?
Yeah, as far as the quarterbacks, I mean, Anthony Richardson is the only quarterback I would consider, unless you're in super flex leagues. But Anthony Richardson is the only quarterback to consider. I think I have him at 13 or 14. I don't think he's a top 10 guy, but I think he's got potential. I mean, this guy takes like five steps and he gets a first down and a point for your fantasy team very easily. You're also looking at Bijan Robinson and then Jahmyr Gibbs. It's really difficult to look at the running backs and think of, you know, unless there's an injury, I don't necessarily know of anybody that's going to stand out. But the one that say he's kind of a dark horse is Roshan Johnson. And so you can get Roshan in the 14th round. And so he's on the Bears and he's behind Khalil Herbert. Khalil Herbert is a seventh round or undrafted player. He's got very little draft capital. He's not the best pass protector and he doesn't have the best hands. And so a very quick way for you to lose your job is to have a fumble or not protect the quarterback. And Roshan Johnson is like a bodyguard. He's 6'1", 220 pounds, and he's a good pass catcher. And he let up two sacks all career in Texas. And if he wasn't behind Bijan Robinson, you probably would know a lot more about him.
Interesting case. All right, you brought up sleeper. That's a key word in fantasy. What are your sleepers for this year's?
Yeah, Elijah Moore. From the Browns, he got traded from the Jets. I think he's going to have a good year this year. Quarterback, we mentioned a couple already, but I think people are forgetting how good Geno Smith was last year. I think he could be a sleeper. For running back, David Montgomery, you know, he's not someone you're going to, you know, get in your first couple rounds. I think you can get him and Gibbs. But you look at Montgomery's never played on a type of offense he's going to play on, never played with the offensive line he's playing with. And he's, you know, like last year, Jamal Williams had 17 rushing touchdowns. You can see a lot of that for him. And tight end, obviously a sleeper, but Darren Waller is going to be really, really good this year. And so people will forget how good he was because he wasn't good last year. I think he is, he's my tight end too this year.
That's going to pivot us to the tight end position. Another key factor, of course, we talked about Kelce earlier in the show, but tell us the pool for tight end.
Yeah. I mean, it's Kelce. And then I have Darren Waller and Mark Andrews. Then we have, I have TJ Hockenson, then George Kittle, then Dallas Goedert, Kyle Pitts. Then I have Evan Engram, David Njoku, Dalton Schultz, Pat Freiermuth, Cole Kmet, Chig, and Tyler Higbee.
Tyler Higbee from the Rams. So you would say if Kelce is available in the first round, get him.
Yeah. I mean, last year I was in a bunch of championships. Every single one, I was either facing Kelce or Kelce was on my team. The difference between Kelce and the second tight end was almost 200 points.
Wow.
And so you look at the running backs, like the difference between the number one and number six running back, it's like 50 points. And so Kelce's just a huge difference maker. You're essentially getting a top 12 receiver and putting him in your tight end spot.
Yeah, that's quite interesting with Kelce and the difference of points. Let's look at veterans, David. Aaron Rodgers' new team with the Jets. Is that something to consider? I know he's been ranked in the middle range for a lot of these rankings, but what are your thoughts over Rodgers now with a new team?
Yeah, if you're in a super flex league, you can get him at your second quarterback spot and be fine. He offers you no rushing at all, and so that's a problem in your one quarterback leagues. But, you know, I'd put him in the same area, as I said earlier, with Goff and Kirk Cousins and Geno Smith. He's a fine starter, but he's not going to be, like, giving you league-winning weeks like you would with Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen because there's no rushing.
It's quite interesting, the moves and everything else. Can you say one team that you should not draft anyone from that team, like AKA Cardinals? Is that something to consider? Or, hey, there's some good players there. They might do something.
I mean, the first teams that came to mind were the Cardinals and the Texans. Damian Pierce is an okay buy. You know, he's kind of your fourth, fifth round running back. But I would say Texans is probably very high on that list. And then the Cardinals. I mean, Kyler Murray is going to miss at least the first 4 weeks. But he could miss more. And so the only person, again, the running back, I think James Conner is a guy you can get in the fifth, sixth round. He was very good last year, even without Kyler Murray. He was a top, you know, top five running back during the last 5 weeks of the season without Kyler Murray.
Quite interesting. Let's go into the defenses. I know a lot of these leagues have defense in their play, but, you know, name us a few defensive teams to consider.
Yeah. So a trick if you don't, if your league allows you to have waiver wires before week one, don't draft a kicker in a defense, draft two extra players and just stash them.
Right.
But if your league does, you know, has waiver wires after week one, you don't want to do that. You can stream whoever's playing the Cardinals. So week one, it's Washington, week two is the Giants. Or the New Orleans Saints is the number one defense to target. They have an absolute cakewalk. They don't play a good quarterback until I think week 7 or 8. They get Trevor Lawrence. But they just have, like, I mean, you got Baker Mayfield and CJ Stroud, and it's pretty ugly.
Yeah, it's quite interesting with everything else. So, wow, this is great. David, any other advice that you want to give to our listeners when they draft their fantasy teams?
Check your settings. Make sure you know what your settings are before you do your draft. Is it a super flex league? What is a super flex league? Is it a PPR league? Are there any premiums? You need to make sure you check your settings. You know, if you have any questions, you can DM me at Dynasty Dorks on Twitter, X, whatever you call it these days. And, but yeah, have fun, draft players you like.
And David, can you tell us a little bit about your podcast and Dynasty Dorks?
Yeah. SGPN Fantasy Football. You can, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can find us, and on YouTube, SGPN Fantasy.
And you talk all about fantasy every week, pretty much.
Yeah. I have a Dynasty show. I'm the Dynasty host. So we have a Dynasty show every week, but we also do best ball. We also do DFS, and we also do IDP and regular. So it's not just me. It's actually 9 different shows on that channel. But we're always talking football every day of the week.
How many drafts have you done so far?
A lot. I have a draft here. Actually, one draft starts tonight. But I have overall 16 teams.
What pattern have you seen so far this year?
Yeah, mostly it's wide receiver. And then double tap the running back position, then grab another receiver, then you grab a tight end. So you're going, like, we'll say Tyreek Hill, Tony Pollard, and then, you know, another running back, J.K. Dobbins or Derrick Henry. I don't know. And then in the fourth, get Keenan Allen, then Darren Waller. Then maybe you grab another running back or receiver, and then you grab your quarterback.
Interesting. Interesting case. And I've been seeing a lot of podcasters recommending good quarterback mid-range somewhere. So you get that foundation.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get Trevor Lawrence or Justin Herbert, whatever one of those guys falls to the 7th, 8th round, that's like, they're going to give you a lot more upside than somebody like a Geno Smith or a Jared Goff that you can get in round 12 or 13. It's baked in the cost, but you know, if you want the quarterback to be, you know, a more of an upside guy. That's your guys.
Here's a curveball question. Who will be the biggest bust for this year?
Deebo Samuel.
Wow.
So, yeah, I just actually wrote something for Fantasy Pros, and it's just people are paying for like two. You never chase points in fantasy football. And they like this guy was really good for like 6 weeks, 2 years ago, and people are still paying for it. Like those points aren't going to show up on Sunday. Like he's not wide receiver 17 and he's being drafted that way.
Dave Howman, Dynasty Dorks. Awesome episode. You go right to the point. One more time, how can people find you and ask questions if they, hey, Dave, I'm stuck here.
Yeah, at Dynasty Dorks. You can hit me up on TikTok or you can hit me up on Twitter. It's at Dynasty Dorks, one word.
There you go. You reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. I'll be doing my draft tonight. Dave, what I do before every draft is I do a couple mock-ups on these little apps. Mock drafts, it helps me, you know, get myself speeded up. And it kind of it helps you memorize, okay, I know this player is going to be around this, you know, if it comes around, but you're all prepared.
Absolutely. Great advice.
All right, Dave. Have a good night and go Giants, right?
Absolutely. Go Giants.
How many wins will the Giants get this year?
10.
Wow, that's low.
I mean, I'm a realistic Giants fan. I don't have Daniel Jones at 12 just because I like the Giants. They got a tough schedule, tough division. It's 9 or 10 wins.
We'll see what happens. Anyways, thanks, Dave. And this was your update.